Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Back. 7 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend John Swanziger, CEO of Manta, Manta.com. John, tell us about Manta.
Manta is a small business community of about, as I mentioned, we have about 3.5 million claimed members. And we work with small businesses to help with digital marketing, with any kind of information, content, knowledge on how to do things small businesses do, social, digital, you name it.
And fundamentals, a lot of fundamentals there too, folks. Don't forget the fundamentals. So, John, folks, check it out. Manta.com. A lot of free stuff there, a lot of services they offer you that will help you have the maximum opportunity to be successful. You know I wouldn't be telling you about them if I didn't think they were worthy. So, John, we're talking about Amazon's new store. I told people last spring I wrote two articles on the barbell effect of the retail ice age, the retreating of the legacy retailers from Main Street. An unprecedented, absolutely, John, unprecedented event in the history of the marketplace. The retreating, the evacuation, the turn tail and run that the various retailers have done. And that's leaving a vacuum on Main Street. And I warned people, I said, this vacuum is there now, but it's not going to be there for long. And one of the things you're going to have to do to claim your claim, small business owners, against Amazon is to ramp up your technology. You got to keep your special sauce of high touch, but you've also got to reach out. You got to ramp up your technology of high tech. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I agree. It's really, technology has empowered small business owners to do a little bit of research on it recently. I mean, if you look at something like Square, which is now pretty ubiquitous, right? When it came out, it was an iPad or iPhone-based thing where you used to swipe your card and maybe you'd run into it in a certain store in a taxi. Now it is really allowing business owners to take a lot more control of not only the ease up the process when someone's checking out, but how to track inventory, how to do payments, how to email or text receipts, saving them money. I think that's going to continue and ramp with things like the Amazon Go store, because that technology isn't just going to be for an Amazon store. It's going to be incorporated to a lot of different systems.
But you can't be late to that party, John.
No.
If you're small, I'm telling you, folks, please go back and read those articles. I don't do this a lot. I don't send you back to my stuff all that much. I don't even talk about my stuff on the show that much. Go to my website. Go to Manta. Manta, you guys publish my barbell articles. Go to Manta.com and type in barbell, Jim Blasingame. You'll find the two articles I wrote in this. If you are – small businesses are – companies will customers will give you a little bit of a break if you're not as cool and as powerful as Amazon, because that's not even that cute. That's kind of what they expect from them. But if you'll just be in the race, if you'll just join the competition with some kind of technology that makes it look like you're trying, they're going to give you credit for that, aren't they, John?
They are. They absolutely are. And it makes not only the customer's life easier, it makes your life easier as a business owner.
Yeah.
I know, I get the hurdle, I don't know that much about technology, or it's confusing, or it's costly, but the reality is you actually will save money, and it will really make your customers experience a lot better, which is going to make them spend more with you. It's been proven. It's just, we're seeing more of a groundswell movement towards new technology now.
And you can't beat Amazon with their high tech. Don't even try, but you got to try, but you can't try to beat them. You just try to be in the race with them. You'll get credit for that. But they don't have something right now, at least, that you do have, and you have it in spades, and everybody knows it, and that's the high touch part, John. You've got it. That's your special sauce, combining high touch with high tech. And that means your people don't say no problem to customers. That means your people say thank you and you're welcome. That means when they show up, it doesn't look like there's nobody to greet them. It means your people look at them and smile and say, welcome, thank you for coming in. Right, John?
Yeah, that's exactly right. It's funny. If you look at traditional retailers, and you're right about the, you know, the exodus from kind of Main Street. If you look at someone like Nordstrom, you know, been around for over 100 years, he started as a family business. Their new stores are all about that personal touch.
Mm-hmm.
They want to relate to the customer and work with them to where even if they don't have all the inventory, which no one can have every piece
right.
of inventory available, they still get the sale and maintain the relationship because that's what's important to most customers.
That's exactly
customers
right.
are missing that.
And you're not going to get all the business, but you're good enough. Hey, John, good job today. Come back soon.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me.
John Swanziger, ladies and gentlemen, Manta.com. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.